everybody. Well, today is Monday, and this is the Healing Highway Health Creation Life Shift Healing. And the date today is the 15th of January, 2018. We'll clear the date for you. Here we go. Facing you from this energetic cording for the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, yawning. Must be some more energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. But still more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there we go, just left. Okay, that's good, it's gone. So, must have been something going on in the past on this date. Okay, let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And we'll energize that with peace energy. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. If you have a condition, a situation, or something going on, I'll clear that one energy from you, which is actually a timeline that you're living on. You're living on it because you have a situation and you're not in the now. When you're in the now, there's no situation. So you've been in darkness for a little bit. So here we go, the law of cause and effect. So let's clear you out of that. So one, think of your situation. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And I could say that differently. Somebody else brought you into their timeline and wanted to corrupt you. So that's what happened. So we'll see if our co-host is ready. Anne, have you been doing the tap dancing and ready to go for the show today?
Yes, good evening, or it's late afternoon actually here in California, but welcome everyone, whatever time it is where you are. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. It's always a very interesting, very healing experience. Thank you, Ron, for already clearing us just as the show started. It's always fascinating to me that certain dates seem to clear immediately and other dates seem to be heavier. And today was one of them, and I did not this time look up what things that have happened in the past, but if Ron clearing the date really, really helped you a lot, like, and you feel a lot of relief, there might be something going on that's affecting you specifically. And one of the things Ron has suggested to us in the past is you go on that, I think it's history.com, and see. And one of the events might be something that's causing a problem in to your body today, and you might need to clear that. Or what do you think, Ron? Do you think you're clearing it the way you did for people today was enough? And if something was a little off for them, now it's gone? Or will it be a little different for everyone?
It all depends how ingrained they are in it. Well, I know it gave relief. May not be completely gone, but it did give some relief to some of the people that are listening here.
Good. Good, good. Okay, so I just want to begin with, we've been talking about this a lot, but just in case you're either a new listener, so welcome. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Also, you can send us a message anytime during the show or anytime, actually, for the shows to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat button that's on the BBS radio station page and send a message that way. And Ron does the four of these live healing shows every week on BBS radio, as well as he's now airing two reruns of shows that were originally done in 2013, and they have wonderful information on them. Those are airing on Thursdays and Sundays, and the schedule for all of that is on the BBS radio station page. And if you're new, I urge you to really check out those older shows as well as the archives of the BBS shows, because there's just so much information. Ron's been talking for literally thousands, and thousands of hours trying to educate all of us and help us get rid of the density so we can have some pleasure here on this planet. But what I wanted to get to is, in addition to these shows, Ron does live healing calls every month. But this month is a very special call this coming Saturday. It's going to start at 1 p.m. Pacific time. The cost is only $20, and it's a brain rejuvenation call. It will last probably at least 2 hours, possibly longer. Ron will charge water for us. If you are not on Ron's mailing list, you'll want to get on it. You can sign up on the right-hand side of his website, creationlightship.com. If you didn't get that flyer, it's a lovely one. Just send a request to CLS Questions during the show today, and I'll send it out after the show so you can look at and read it. It's a wonderful description. And it's the second of four brain rejuvenation calls Ron is going to do. So we're all looking forward to that, Ron, very much. You must have already done the whole life emotional clearing and the whole life mental clearing before you can join the call. And those are the ones that Ron recommends we start with when you start to clear yourself. Okay, anything you want to add about the upcoming calls or anything, Ron?
No, just you want to be able to be a little more functional mentally and having your brain work better with your body, get on the call.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to go on then into some questions that have come into the inbox. Someone wrote in here about trees. It is rare, but I have seen human-type aliens in tree trunks, in the very large tree trunks. I read that in the original version of the movie, The Wizard of Oz, was too long, and the studio decided to shorten it by removing some scenes. One scene that was deleted apparently was of trees attacking Dorothy and her friends along the yellow brick road. What's with the trees? Are they cloned? That is so sad. I have always looked to the trees for comfort and solace. The two times that I saw aliens in trees, and I am guessing they were Martian and Palladian. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sure they could go in there. You know, it's a life form, so they can go into different life forms. So just like they go into humans. So, yeah, that's a possibility. Even your dogs and cats could have an alien in them watching you. So anyway, back to you.
So is it a case of some trees are fine and still connected to the real earth and, you know, source energy, and some have been taken over, or they're all really lacking in energy and could be taken over?
That's kind of all the above there, yeah. You know, you can look at the bark of trees sometimes and see faces. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's just things happen, and they're in there. They're trapped, or maybe they're not. Maybe they visit each other at night or something. So back to you.
Okay, another question about healings here. I noticed that you have an anxiety clearing and also an extreme anxiety release clearing. Can you please explain the difference? Does the extreme anxiety clearing clear all forms of anxiety experienced over one's lifetime and not just extreme cases of anxiety? Thanks for your help.
The word all I don't answer to. So it'll help you out immensely to clear away, you know, your whole lifetime, either one of those clearings. It all depends, you know. Some people don't have extreme anxiety, so that's why I put it on there. Two different ways. So it'd be up to you to decide if you have extreme anxiety or not. Ask your friends, they'll tell you. And you can decide what clearing you wish to purchase. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, I would say if you needed that one, you'd probably know, or ask your friends. That's a great one, Ron. Okay, someone wrote in about the brain rejuvenation healing call. I am looking forward to part two of the four-part brain healing. Last time, my bigger picture thinking became much clearer. I was able to understand some paperwork that I previously couldn't figure out. Wows, all the next day. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, that's great. You maybe want to do, after the call, maybe I think we have a creativity clearing possibly. Have the IQ clearing and the education clearing. So both of those last two are very good to do to help you out a lot. And if you find yourself, this is more of a mental clearing, but if you find yourself thinking of something over and over again, and or you regurgitate the past all the time because you're stuck in memories of the past, and you find yourself saying something, say every other day or something like that, the same phrase, then you may want to do the mind loop one clearing for yourself from that mental stuff you're dealing with. So it doesn't necessarily deal with the brain, but it could maybe harm the brain. As remember, the overlay of the brain is sort of the mental body. When you think of your mind, it's in your head, right? That's where you go to, and that's where your brain is. So I'm sure that the mental energy could harm the brain and cause physical problems with you by doing so. So back to you.
Right. And another thing that, well, what that testimonial made me think of is that, you know, it's such a powerful clearing that, you know, you did last time, that then it would be clearer what other help you might need. For instance, someone wrote in just this weekend that they really feel very strongly about the mental barcode, that people really need to do that. And some people, you know, don't need to do that. And you've also recommended that we run the mental whole life clearing and the cellular mental every day, since you've done this sort of taking the overlay of our minds off of our physical brains. And I think that's really helping people. So thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Okay. So there we go. Archives. I second listening to archives. The 2009 archives have so many healings. I know they all do, but that year is what I am on, and it is great. In addition, you hear new stuff all the time. That is true. I really recommend it if you think, gee, how can I feel better? Of course, run the healings. You can also go to Ron's YouTube channel, which is, by the way, called Ron Amitron. So that's how to find it on YouTube. And there are some wonderful lectures Ron has given over the past several years, as well as some healings that you can listen to anytime. And all of the archives, it's just so wonderful to listen to. Sometimes we get questions here in the inbox about, I was watching this news about this, or, you know, this video information about that, and I think to myself, well, why weren't you listening to archives of Ron instead? And then you wouldn't be upset right now. You'd have answers. So there's a lot. If you finish them all, you could like start over again. They're so great.
And what happens is, especially if you're a newbie, you're going to have selective hearing. The implants will go off in you as you hear something that may be new to you, and those universal unwanted travelers, those youths, don't want you to get free from their control. So they'll activate those implants in you, make you think something is different, or to put you on a different timeline, and you're not really hearing what I'm saying. So it's always good to maybe go over something if you thought you really liked it or had any question at all. Go over that archive again and again. I'll write down notes. And if you need further answering of a question, or, you know, the implants went out so bad you don't know what I'm talking about, then you could bring that forward and ask the question on a current show here and talk about that. Remember, once you start to I'll use the word awaken, as you become more conscious is what it really is. Not changing dimensions, you're just becoming more conscious. As you become more conscious, you're able to understand what's being said to you, what the shows are all about. And it could take you quite a few shows to finally catch on. So that's the whole thing why we have all the archives. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, and another reminder, I just remembered myself that you did a very powerful show on January 5th this year, 2018, and you suggested that everybody, even if you were listening to that show live, that everybody listen to it again because there was so much new information and that it was probably a little hard for us to take it all in. So, again, that's January 5th, 2018. Everybody can be listening to that. So someone wrote in, and I forgot about this. It's the Martin Luther King holiday today. So there's been so much in the news about it beginning 2 weeks ago. Perhaps a media clearing would help. And Ron has a media clearing if you... you might have the intention of not ever watching news, but it does creep in, even if you don't want it to. So if you get it all emotional, and it's been described as up and down, is what I think the news tries to do to us, get us mentally cooked in, emotionally involved, and it's a roller coaster ride. So Ron has a media clearing, and you can purchase that for $20 for the month, and then Ron has very generously offered for that to be a whole life healing now. And the way to buy that is once you've purchased it for $20 for the month, you can send Ron $50 through the donation link and tell him that I wish to purchase the media clearing unlimited, and then he'll send you back the codes to that so that then you can use the media clearing anytime. And I can think of a lot of reasons why that might be good for a lot of people, because sometimes you have a job that has TVs on all the time, or people that talk about the news, or your work could be dependent upon certain things in the news, finance or something like that. So if that's the case, I would think that the media clearing would really help keep you peaceful. That's a good one, right, Ron? Do you add anything about
that? Likewise. Just think if you were monitoring the like the 911 calls that people have, you're like a dispatcher, we'll say, and getting all this negative stuff coming to you from all these phone calls. Boy, you could be a timeline junkie easily with that. You know? So that's why the media clearing is good for that, too. Off your day, you're getting all these inputs from other people. Oh, and what else you could do for watching the news if you're interested in seeing something? I don't know. Maybe the people who watch the news all the time are waiting to get scared about something. Now, they'll take you so far with the news, you know, and probably mainly fake news if you're watching the news anyway. But, you know, just maybe you're subconsciously waiting to see aliens eat people on the TV screen. That's really going to freak you out. You're going to go, ah! So, right away, probably not going to watch the news ever again, but maybe you're looking for something like that. They don't give you that much information to, you know, turn you away. Oh, back to you.
Right, they use those little cliffhangers. Okay, here's a testimony about physical improvements. I have seen steady improved alignment and sharp reduction of pain during the course of the last few months of concentrated healing on my big toe bunion. Thanks, Ron. I feel younger than ever.
That's good.
Yeah.
What if I sound much younger in 2009? Boy. Probably a little more serious back then, I think. I don't know. We'll see what people say. I don't know.
You anyway. Think you were a little more serious back in 2009?
It may have been. I don't know. I don't know.
Could be.
I don't know. But anyway. ways back.
So, next email. I can't wait to see Ron again this coming April at the show in San Mateo. Being present with him is extraordinary. The peace and quiet power is ever so lovely. Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome.
Yes, so I could announce now Ron has 3 expos coming up in 3 different cities. And what he does there, well, in addition to you being able to meet Ron in person, which as this listener shared is a wonderful experience, he sets up an actual healing room that brings in source energy from Creation Lightship for healing. So people go in there throughout the weekend. You pay for a pass to go in, and you receive source energy healing while you're there. It's called the Light Infusion Healing Chamber. If you cannot attend these expos, you can send Ron your picture and a donation of $200 if you'd like your picture to be at all 3 expos. This is normally $100 per expo, but Ron is doing it like a special since there are 3 in a row. So you can put a $200 donation through the PayPal link on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and there's a link that says donate. Send Ron the receipt and your picture. Then Ron makes a copy of your picture and brings it with him to the expos. Nobody sees it but Ron. But you will receive all of that healing energy for the entire weekend and all 3 weekends. Then, if you can get there, I'll just list what they are and when they are. So the first one is in February, and it's called the Conscious Life Expo. And that one will be in Los Angeles. This and all of them have their own websites, so you can get all the details about how much it costs to go in, where you can stay, etc. Then in March, there is the New Life Expo in New York City, and that will be March 16th through 18th. And in April is the New Living Expo, and that is in San Mateo, California, which is just a little bit south of San Francisco. So if you are near any of those 3 locations and can get there, that's really a great option, and if not, you can send your picture in to get the healing energy. So, and going to those shows is a gift that keeps giving for months. And, okay. So, yes, I think we always get a lot of responses. A lot of people write in after, after those shows, expos, about how much they enjoy them and how good they feel. And it's really life-changing and fun. So we have, okay, this is interesting. For February, February is known for couples, but some people are solo by choice or not usually from a bad breakout. What about male versus female clearing within and outside of us, like the book named Women from Venus, Men from Mars? Do we need to do a planet clearing on that?
Well, it's identifying you once you hear the title. So, yeah, I would clear that. Remember, there's keywords there. And by hearing that, or if you have read the book, then you automatically know that you're connected to that information. Remember, you're trying to backpedal. What you have learned in this lifetime, you're going to probably have to unlearn everything to get back to, you know, your original spirit energy, which is, you know, the consciousness, which you're trying to achieve. So remember, you're first born and you know everything, but you can't articulate it. And then you get trapped into mind energy, how to live here. And then at some point in your life, you're trying to figure out what it's all about. But you're trapped in all these timelines from this lifetime, entangling you, so you're trying to get out of here, but the more you look outside of yourself, the more you're going to get entangled. So the ultimate goal is to, like, backpedal backwards. That's why all the whole lifetime clearings that we have start at your current age and go back to conception. It cleans the slate for you, so to speak. I won't say it clears all of it, but you're going to get a very high percentage of it cleared, that you're able to start over again. Well, when you do the emotional clearing, you're actually being reborn again of the spirit, your own spirit, because those densities which are keeping your spirit away from you, out of your body, all your emotional traumas and dramas. Do that clearing, and all of a sudden, your eyes get brighter, and you start to understand more. You have to then, once you realize that you had your emotions clear, that actually ran your life. Some people need to be jolted to feel that they're alive, you know? And so once you clear your emotions, then you are a free choice with yourself to either go back into past, so you could go out and dump out that garbage can and start sorting through it again, or throwing the stuff back into your backpack that you felt safe with, which isn't a good idea, but you have that choice. Or you can just say, okay, I'm starting over again, and I know, information now that's not attached to me, so I want to replan my life and start over again. That's what it's all about. You're always now trying to backpedal to unlearn what you were taught, because it's probably not correct. But it was correct for the person telling you it, because that was their belief system. And they put that belief system on you, which may not even pertain to you. So, but you bought arm. So back to you.
Great. I was wondering, Ron, if you could perhaps do a sample emotional clearing for us, maybe the last thing that shocked us or made us feel emotional.
Yeah, I could do that. So,
I know we have to think of the thing.
Think of something that bothered you that you're aware of, okay? I'm sure that everybody was shocked when you got pins stuck into you, you know, when you were first first here, you know, and being spanked, etc. But you probably don't have any records of that or any recall. You need to look at something that bothered you. Maybe you're watching TV and you saw something, or you saw a car accident or whatever. Remember, this energy, as you see it, not even connect to you. Energy should just come to you and go through your body, and should just keep on going without you being attached to it. But think of a situation, and I'll clear that one timeline that you're looking at. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one timeline is cleared from you. That's what you brought up to have cleared. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. So if anyone listening has not yet done their emotional body whole life clearing that Ron recommends, that will give that will have given you a small taste of how wonderful it feels to have all of this gunk just taken off us, and it's such relief. So please write in if you noticed anything, and let Ron know how you feel. Oh, someone wrote in, the special whole life healing might clear the masculine-feminine duality. They're saying maybe. I guess, what do you think of that suggestion, Ron?
That's a good idea.
Okay, good. That is a good idea. It's a pretty strong program. Our own genders and our views of the opposite gender, et cetera. It's a big one on Earth. Okay.
And we also got a little bit sideways. We have the family imprinting clearing. I don't normally talk about that one, but that's your family and how everything got imprinted on you from your family's thoughts connecting to you. That's a good clearing if you have issues with family members, or maybe they have issues with you. You want to still release the cords because they're coming to you when they think of you. So back to you, Ann.
Right, and there is a whole life people courting clearing on the website that's wonderful, as well as the soul family disconnection clearing. And on Tuesdays, Ron does a courting release live healing call. I mentioned earlier that Ron does calls every month. All the details about that and information about how to register for the pay for and register for those calls is on Ron's website right at the top. And for any and all of them, you may register as absentee. And so if you say, oh, gee, or it's the middle of the night then in my country, or I'm at work, I wouldn't be able to call in, it's okay. You can still be a registered absentee member of the call, and you will receive all of the healing just like everyone who's, whether you're on the call or not. So on that subject, a listener has a question, Ron, about the Tuesday courting special call. Ron, when I'm on this courting call, does it help to write down the names of people to whom I'm sure I'm courted? Thanks.
Yeah, that's very good. So, yes.
Okay. There you go. That's a good one. Okay, and we have a pet question. For the last few days, one of my dogs, not sure which one, is peeing in my bed. This is highly unusual behavior. One episode occurred after I charged their collars for entity protection. Now I don't know what to do next. I was wondering if I can bring them along for the entity clearing on Friday night and or for the Sunday call. Is there anything else I can consider? Thank you and have a great evening.
Well, you have the entity full lifetime clearing yourself, and then did you purchase a limited version of that? So if you have done that and you would want to run it on your dog also, for whatever clearing you have as a whole lifetime one can also be used for your pets and animals. But you need to get the unlimited version of that, as the whole lifetime one only works once for you. So you need to get the unlimited. So you do yourself additional clearing. Things happen. And you can also put your dogs or cats in or whatever. Help them out. So it sounds like by having the caller charged for entities, got the entities out of the caller, you know, because that's what you're working on. So they went into the dog. They didn't like what's happening, so the dog peed your bed. Maybe they're afraid they're going to be leaving. Are you doing more work on them? Well, back to you.
Yes, and Ron has very generously said that any whole life clearing that we have unlimited, we may run for our pets for free. And that's wonderful. And like I know that a healing I sort of dragged my feet on for a while was the trauma healing. And then I was so happy I got it because we've all had traumas on this planet. And then I was able to run that for my cat, who really, compared to most animals, has had a positively charmed life, a life of leisure. But even within that, there are things that traumatize cats, like moving and loud noises and all sorts of things. You can't protect anyone or any pet from everything. So I noticed that that was a really good healing for my cat.
And the cat, dogs, they can also see in, you know, in the frequency that you can't. I won't say, I'm not going to say they can see in other dimensions because source energy, there's no such thing. It's only in duality. So basically, they're seeing things that you can't, and you might have a dog that looks at something and barks and tries to chase it. On the house, possibly, could be another dog in your house living with you. The cats, normally, you can also watch them as they're tracking something, moving their head around and their eyes as they something that may be traumatizing to them even. So, you know, the trauma clearing might be good to do for the person who was mentioning about the dog peeing on their bed. You might want to do a trauma clearing on your dog. So back to you.
Okay. Someone else wrote in, I run healings on my animals all the time. They really help, especially during trips to the vet. And if there are accidents or traumas, I run healings before, after, and during the vet visit, if possible. Cats are very sensitive and respond so well to the healings.
I wonder if anybody's tried clearing at the full moon for the pets and animals. We definitely, I don't know if it's the full moon or the new moon. Oh. Not into that terminology, but, you know, when the moon is full, it's very bright. You know, at that time, I imagine your pets and animals are also having situations going on with them that you can't see. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you for that suggestion. Great idea. Okay. Hi, Ron. Thanks for the cold feet healing you did on the radio show last week on Wednesday. I have always had very cold feet, even in the summer. After you did the healing, my feet have been nice and warm. Thanks so much. Always much appreciated.
Well, that's good. Let me do a clearing here that I normally do on the conference calls on the weekend, typically. I'm going to do this just to show you one thing that we do off and on. These calls in the moment, so I can't say that I'll be doing this, next week on Monday or, you know, during the special call on Saturday. But I'm going to put the air cushions on the bottom of your feet. So here we go. I'm going to count to 100, and it's going to feel like when you walk after this, kind of like it's a springy type of feeling, and you're going to feel like maybe you lost about 50 pounds as you're walking. Here we go, and just kind of feel the energy of your feet now as I'm counting from 1 to 100, all these air cushions. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Here we go. So get up and walk and see if you have a little more spring to your step. And or maybe if you had kind of sore feet, you may not be sore any longer. So we'll see if you have any testimonials coming through. So back to you, Ann. But do walk
okay.
Along.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, a listener wrote in that they made a note of an archive that they're suggesting we might enjoy listening to or re-listening to. Ron did a clearing. You were very sad over the domain control of man over woman. It was a huge clearing. So they found the note, and the date of that archive is February 25th, 2009. And again, that's in the on the BBS page. Just scroll down till you get to archives. And then you go back to 2009, and you'll find it, and you just click it. It's very easy to use, very simple. So the date, again, is February 25th, 2009. So thank you for that. Okay, I'm going to keep going here. Okay, so, and okay, so someone is asking, I felt like something was preventing me from listening to your show. I was on the way home, but since I had not done the Soul Family disconnection yet, okay, just a few days before, a Soul Family member fell while dancing and breaking a body part. not as bad. It could have been worse. And I had soldier backup. So this person is enlisted with Special Forces, time-traveling soldiers, but then realized, oh, there was some kind of contract. I was feeling this sympathy for her, and it was her birthday, and she had an accident. So she was, our listener was kind of getting caught up in the emotional drama of it. So she's saying, first on my list to do now is the Soul Family disconnection. So I second that because it's important, and that's a perfect example of how our soul family gets us, and good for you for seeing through that and recognizing it. Okay, another question, Ron. Can I use the whole life clearings on my family members who are 18 or younger?
No. They're a different person. So they all need their own particular, clearing.
Right. Right,
the only
right.
Thing that you could do is if you're on the weekend calls, then I'll include them on the weekend calls. Well, I'm not going to say this Saturday, not included, but the Sunday call they would be. But all whole lifetime clearings is for one person only. And then you get the unlimited if you wish to stay current with that. Anybody in your family or your neighbor or your boss, you just have to pay for a clearing for them to take advantage of the half-price clearing. If you haven't done so with that clearing already, we'll just keep your notes and stuff, and you could put them in there and do a clearing for them. Well, back to you.
Okay. Ron, would any kind of screen protector that you have over your computer, either glass or plastic, have any effect, any negative effect on the healings?
None, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Just wanted, someone wrote that question, just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
And a lot of people, they'll get a HDMI cable and put it into their big screen TV. Have a big light beam up, if you wish. So,
yes.
A lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. So someone wrote in to say they're feeling much better. They had a bad cold and were coughing and couldn't stop, but now it's been reduced very much. They're feeling better, so that's good. That's from the Saturday. Yes, the Saturday conference call was wonderful, and as was the Sunday. Oh, someone wrote in already. Yes, my feet are light and cushiony and pain-free. Thank you, Ron. That's from you doing the cushions under our feet.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay.
So that clearing lasts for maybe, 2 to 5 days, okay? So back to you.
Okay, that's good to know, Ron. Thank you. Someone wrote in, thanks, Ron, for the explanation on the difference between the two anxiety clearings. I definitely need the extreme anxiety clearing due to certain physical symptoms I experience on a regular basis. Thank you for your help and patience in answering my questions.
Yeah, I just have a question for the listening audience here. So I'm wondering, I've seen, not recently, but I can barely remember maybe in elementary school or something, or high school, where people are like biting their fingernails, you know? So I wonder if that would be, if that type of person will say, for whatever reason they're doing that, I wonder if that would be a extreme anxiety type of situation. I don't know if anybody listening bites their fingernails, but maybe that might be the way to stop doing that. Back to you.
Okay. Okay. Question. Bilocated. Are we deluded or less present when on the light ship or in quarantine? The 7-hour call was heavy.
Well, sounds like you might be a newbie. So the calls, if it was heavy to you, that means that you are sensing, feeling the energies leaving you, the negativity, the darkness energies, the judgment energies that were leaving you out of your body. So you could be sampling the energy on the way out. Some people's bodies, you know, want to feel something. I think most of the people who are on the calls, the weekend calls that we have, or maybe any of the calls, they just are happy to have it leave, and they don't really feel, you know, like their energy dropped or anything. They just feel better and better and better. Well, I would say, you know, since you felt the densities and heavy or whatever, you got tons of stuff. I just wonder if you have ever done the whole lifetime emotional clearing and some other clearings to help yourself out. So it sounds like you're probably a newbie, and you don't have much under your belt as far as clearings to help yourself out. Remember, the whole lifetime clearings are for stuff that you have in your backpack that you inherited, you know, from your soul family and their past lives and your past lives genetically into your body. So that's what you're getting rid of, is their thoughts and judgments. So if it felt heavy to you on a call, that means that you're really overloaded with stuff. That actually is a good thing. because it was leaving you. You still feel heavy, you might just ask, or, you know, let us know what clearing or clearings you've had so far. It sounds like you're going to be needing some more. Back to you.
Okay, and another thing, hi, Ron, I'm having a lot of trouble staying awake when I listen to your radio shows. Even if I start out feeling wide awake, I inevitably get very sleepy and end up missing large sections of the show. Last Saturday night, I was frustrated and concerned because I didn't like missing the trip to the lightship. Do you know why this could be happening so strongly to me? Thank you, Ron.
Oh, well, as we're doing clearings and as just, you know, talking on the radio shows, there is healing energy going to everybody. I don't have to necessarily do clearing of energies or healing, we'll say, by picking a situation and doing that, being healing regardless. So if you fall asleep, your body more than likely wants to shut itself down so that it can receive the healing without you editing or thinking about the healing, which would block it. So that's one way to look at it. The other one, maybe you have implants in you. Like I said earlier, you know, they don't want you to leave, you know. They want you to become empowered, to have more consciousness, free yourself. So maybe some implants are going off on you, making you go to sleep. And or maybe you have entities in the room that you're in. If you did a location space clearing. You know? So maybe they're all hopping into you because you're getting energy directed to your body when you're listening, and they're sucking the energy up out of you. That's another way to look at it. Most people just feel better and better. You know, how do you, most people right now, how do you feel compared to, you know, maybe an hour ago, you'd probably say, I feel much lighter, feel more presence in my body, and, you know, my eyes are brighter, more transparent. So that's what probably most people would say. But back to you, Ann.
Okay. A listener wrote in, on the whole life clearing, this is a nice tip, there is a button right below Start Healing that says Repeat Healing. What it does is repeat the counting down of the chakras from 6 to 1, back to 6, then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, for that year, month, day, or hour only. I press it when I get to the first chakra to 1 to repeat that specific year or that year, month, or day, or hour only. I press it when I get to the first chakra or one to repeat that specific year or day or month and go back to 6, and it counts down the chakras again. Then I feel so much more cleared, and I've only found this out recently, but it's amazing the difference. You can press it as many times as you want, but I usually do each one twice. I have been doing whole lifetime clearing since 2011, but only found this out recently. Hope this helps everyone, and try it out.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It does. I hope that was clear, what he meant there, that, you know, because I tried it after I read this email before the show. And, that's a really interesting idea. So if you're doing, let's say you want to clear the last week, you know, you could say, oh, I just remembered, you know, Tuesday really was a bad day. So, you know, when this, you get to the second time, you could rerun just that, those set of chakras. It's very interesting. That's a great idea. So thank you, listener. People are really on the healings and know how to use them and do them. Okay. And let's see here. I had one other I wanted to read. Okay, something just came in. Oh, a suggestion. Oh, I wanted to say, Ron, sorry, because I was reading something, but the person that fell asleep or falls asleep, if you are listening to the radio show, right, and you got it on your phone or your computer or whatever, and it's on, and you fall asleep, you'll still go to the light ship, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. So I wasn't sure if you said that exactly, so I just want that listener to feel better. So she did get her trip to the light ship. So maybe on Saturday nights, they would want to write down what their physical healing they'd like the light beings to work on in case they fall asleep.
That's a good idea. Remember, all you have to do is show up.
Right.
And the energy will come to you, but it's up to you to be responsible for your life and to, you know, do the clearings on the website to further you in more spirit energy and to become more conscious. So, you know, the free healings only go so far. Those normally are external energies coming to you. But it won't affect, what's internally with you typically, okay? You know, the clearings work in ways that kind of hard to describe and explain. But basically, the free ones are external energies, and the other ones, all the whole lifetime ones, are stuff internally with you that you need to purge yourself out of that energy. If you're a newbie, you may want to try, the self-empowerment clearing. That could help you out. So, it's like it's time to end our show. And so do you have anything you want to add before we do the mind to heart drop?
Just that our next show is Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 1. Ron has the previously mentioned live entity removal call at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow. You can sign up for that on the website. It's only $20, and then you can read about all the many more things that are going on during the month. And thank you all for listening, and thank you, Ron.
Hey, so keep doing that free clearing, the green oxygen on the top of the website. You should be able to feel a little healthier afterwards. Here we go, the mind to heart drop. So what you say is, I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Well, thank the ladies behind the scenes working. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Have a wonderful, peaceful evening. Night, everybody.